Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till your homes and the hospitals and back from over there. Yes, gang, it's time for Command Performance again, bringing you the top talent of the entertainment world as requested in your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And tonight, fellas, we think we got a big show for you, and it's headed by one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, a guy who's making his debut on Command. And how come this is his first appearance? Well, his tour of duty in the Marines took him away from Hollywood for a few years. Anyway, here he is, ex-Marine Tyrone Power.
Hi, gang. Thanks, Wendell Niles, and I want you to know that that comes from the bottom of my script.
Well, welcome home from the Marines, Ty. What's your latest picture?
Well, it's a sharp little thing. It's called The Razor's Edge.
The Razor's Edge, huh? What kind of a part you playing? A strapping young blade, huh?
Just a gay young shaver. Isn't that an electrifying hunk of dialogue?
Would you believe it, Ty? This clever dialogue about your picture goes on for 2 pages. Where does a guy go to re-enlist? No, wait a minute, Ty. Take it easy. You can't go anyplace. The show's on. You nervous?
I guess I am, Wynn. After all, this is the first time for me, you know. Gosh, I remember listening to Command when I was out in the Pacific, Kwajalein, Saipan, Iwo, and Okinawa. I realized then that Command Performance was the biggest show ever to come out of the States. So, I'm nervous.
Well, Ty, now look. Just pretend you're out of 20th century making a movie. Relax. Relax, like when you make love to Betty Grable or Gene Tierney.
Now, who relaxes when they're doing that?
I see what you mean. Well, just say to yourself, nothing really serious can happen on Command. Just keep repeating it to yourself. Nothing serious can happen on Command.
Okay, Wendell? I'll concentrate on that. But right now, I want to get the show started. Coming up, fellows, is a singing group that's really top for my money. And here they are. The Town Criers.
Thank you.
was really wonderful. Now, let's see. I'm supposed to keep calm by saying over and over, nothing serious can happen on command performance. Is that right, Wendell?
That's right, Ty. And besides, why should you be nervous knowing that right now, probably, a gorgeous girl, exciting, captivating, maddeningly beautiful, is on your trail?
Thank you. Thank you. You may call me Miss Jaffe.
Who said nothing serious could happen on command?
Miss Duffy, this is Tyrone Power.
Hubba, hubba.
Well, how do you do?
Say, watch your step, Ty. When Miss Duffy says hubba, hubba, what she really means is hubby, hubby.
Oh, be quiet. You know, Mr. Power, when I told my mother you were going to be here tonight, she told me to be careful.
My dear young lady, I can assure you nothing is going to happen.
Well, just a second. She told me to be careful, but she can't order you around. Anyway, I'll come right to the point. Mr. Power, how would you like to take me out?
But Miss Duffy, how about my wife?
Oh, let her get her own date.
You ought to feel honored, Ty. You know, you're the first civilian Miss Duffy's made a pass at in 5 years.
That's a lie.
Oh, yeah. Ty, you know why they're talking about merging the Army and the Navy?
No.
Well, that's so they'll have a better chance of protecting themselves against Miss Duffy.
Oh. I'll take that last remark with a dose of salt. Anyway, you wouldn't talk that way if my boyfriend, Breckenridge Hartsenfelder, was here.
Breckenridge Hartsenfelder?
Yeah. You ought to see him in his uniform. He looks so dashing.
Oh, is he in the service?
Oh, yes. He's had us at the Paramount Theater.
Sounds like quite an important guy.
Well, he was. You see, he used to be up in the second balcony, but now he's down on the main floor.
Demoted him?
Yeah. He was grounded on account of bad eyesight. You know, we was going to be married, but his family didn't approve.
Oh, his mother gave you some trouble, hmm?
Oh, his mother was all right. It was that nosy wife of his. Mr. Power, what I really came here for is so that I can give my club, the 10 Jolly Girls AC, a report on how you make love. So, out of common courtesy, I think you should make love to me just at least once.
Well, oh, go ahead, Ty. Anything to get rid of her.
Well, all right, Miss Duffy. Your eyes are like the stars.
Oh, Tyrone.
Your lips are so kissable.
Oh, Tyrone.
And your lovely long hair.
Oh, Tyrone.
How am I doing, Wendell?
Oh, Tyrone.
Oh, beat it, both of you.
And Wendell Niles said nothing serious could... Oh, well. And speaking of serious things, it is my great pleasure to present to you next two vocalists whose aim in life is to bring you men, wherever you may be, some of the finer things in the music world. Sure, we can have dance music, we can jitterbug, and we can dig the cement mixer putty-putty. But every now and then, the really good music demands attention. Now, these two people take a popular song, rearrange it into something out of this world. For example, take the song, Oh, What It Seemed to Be. Here's a really lovely version of it by the famous talented duo, Abigail and Buddy.
Just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it were, but oh, what it seemed to be. Like a masquerade ball, swing your honey round the hall, you were at the dance with me. Just a ride on a train, that's all that it were, but oh, what it seemed to be. Like a trip to the stars, to see Mr. Mars, cause you were on the train with me. But when I met you, oh, darling, it's a thrill to me. I made a promise, oh, little darling, now you've got the ball and chain on me. Oh, when you, that's all that it were. Oh, what it seems, oh, what it means to be. Like a royal affair with everyone there, cause you said,
you're new to me.
Your partners and the toys, they wrecked with lots of boys, and they took a fan with you when they meet.
Where they meet?
Now they're gracing every wedding, they fight worse than all the rest. Now
Thanks, Abigail and Buddy. That was a musical number.
Yes, it all what it seemed to be.
So what's next time? Well, it's time for some really grand singing. Time for a solo spot for one of the finest voices I've heard.
When you're calling me.
Not you, Miss Duffy. We mean a real songbird.
Mr. Power, I will have you know that I sing like a nightingale.
Miss Duffy, we heard you sing like a nightingale.
Oh, how did I sound?
If you had feathers in your beak.
A fine way to talk after what I've done for my country.
Such as what?
Well, the Army had a recruiting rally in Central Park, and I sang 27 songs, I did.
And what happened?
5,000 men volunteered to leave the country. And that's not all.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is, because here's the singer the Gyrenes have asked for. She's one of the loveliest motion picture and concert stars in America today. Star of MGM's sensational Holiday in Mexico. Just returned from a really smash tour in South America, Ilona Massey. Welcome to Command Performance, Ilona.
Thank you, Fido. This is the first appearance for you two?
That's right.
Then you know how nervous one can get.
Yes, that I do, Ilona.
Maybe you would hold my hand while I sing.
This is wonderful. Sing, Ilona. Command Performance tonight. Come back again real soon. And now...
Tyrone.
Miss Duffy, I told you not to bother Ty when he was on the air.
Now, look here, Mr. Niles. I'll do as I please. Do I make myself plain?
Mother Nature took care of that.
Tell me the truth, Tyrone. Haven't I got everything that Gene Tierney's got?
Well, Miss Duffy...
See, Mr. Niles, you're so smart. I take it that I've got just as much as Gene Tierney.
Maybe you'll take it. Nobody else will.
I'm ignoring you. Oh, Tyrone, you're so handsome. That copper skin, those steely eyes, those muscles of iron.
Sounds like it'd rust on a rainy day.
Now, look, you two go backstage and do your arguing, because right now, Abigail and Buddy are coming back for another number. Fellows, you've probably heard that Perry Como's recording of Prisoner of Love has sent that song skyrocketing up to the hit parade. Well, Abigail and Buddy are going to see what they can do to skyrocket that same song back down again. And here they are.
Alone from night, tonight you find me. Too weak to
break
the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command, I stand and wait now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is shameless on? I can't have another, for I'm not free. He's in my dreams, so wake or sleep. Upon my knees, to him I'm free. My very life is in his keeping. I'm just prisoner of love. He's in the jail on my knees. Lord, Lord, I ain't gonna be treated this way. Prisoner, prisoner, I'm just a prisoner of love.
Thank you, Abigail and Buddy. And now we have another treat in store for us. One of New York's favorite comics has been spending some time out here in Hollywood, and the other day we snagged him for an appearance on Your Command Performance. He's always been a real favorite on Command, so tonight it's even greater pleasure to welcome him back to the fold, and here he is, Walter O'Keefe.
Thank you, my dear parishioners. Thank you, Ty. You know, you can't imagine how happy I am tonight following the ineffably lovely Ilona Massey. As a matter of fact, I'd be happy to follow her any night, anywhere, anytime. And to these tired old eyes, Miss Massey is the original Hungarian Rhapsody. She's as tasty and tempting and toothsome and trim and tiny a tidbit as ever I've seen. I say Hungarian. She was Hungarian until recently when she became a citizen of the United States. With all the privileges and drawbacks. Yeah, now she's a real American woman. She can go out like any other American woman and spend hours trying to get some bread and butter. Or she can get on a Sunset Boulevard bus and fight the men for a seat. Sunset Boulevard bus is much more rugged than the Con Lewis fight. It's like the first day of basic training. But the drivers are so polite. This morning I was standing on the boulevard and one came by. It was jammed. I was going to let it pass, but the driver said, "Oh, that's all right. Come in, mister. You can get on. We're just starting another layer." You know, in other cities in buses, I've seen people sitting on other people. I have, and I've seen them standing on other people. But this is the first time where I've seen people standing on people who are sitting on people. Oh, my Yankee's back. And now I want to ask you women, and I want an honest answer from you women in the audience. Don't you think that I resemble Tyrone Power? I mean it, because we were both in the Marine Corps, only it was one war apart. Yeah, take it from me. It's that name of his that makes me jealous, that Tyrone. Tyrone, how far do you think he'd have gotten if he'd have been christened Walter Power? Nowhere. All he's got is a first name and a few other things that I haven't gotten, never will have. Just stop and think of the first names of the guys who stir the female pulse. There's Tyrone Power, there's Clark Gable, Van Johnson, Cornell Wilde, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Brian Ahern. Those guys have got first names with yes, you know? Who ever heard of a girl swooning over a guy named Walter? No. It's a nauseating name. To be honest, I don't think my father liked me until I grew up and started to support him. That was when I was 12. I had a paper route. I used to run around with the Daily Racing for him. He didn't dislike my younger brother so much. He called him Jacques. You see, the O'Keefe were French. J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Jacques O'Keefe. Jack is finally out of the Army now and drawing $20 a week. And that's all about he draws. $20 a week and enough oxygen to keep alive. The only thing he does all week is endorse that check and go back to sleep again. I think he's suffering from battle fatigue. I don't know. He just lies there cracking his knuckles, you know. I've never seen a guy who could sleep so much. He won't even let us dust under him. Peace, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. There's only one thing Jack is interested in as an ex-GI. It's girls. You know, after the last war, when I got out of the Marines, that's all I was interested in, too. And here he is, 25 years old, making the same mistake. I don't know. Will people never learn? I ask you, is that progress? I will say one thing for him. He isn't bashful anymore. He was down at the beach the other day. And do those lifeguards have to work hard? I went in, and I'm not one of those guys that just wiggles his toes in the water, you know, the first time in. That's for sissies, strictly. There's only one way to get over that first shock. Yes, sir, that's the O'Keefe method, fearless and unafraid. I drop down on my hands and knees, and I back in. That way you don't swallow so much water. But I spoke of how hard the lifeguards were working, veterans all over the place. It was really 10 beautiful girls screamed for help, and only 3 of them were drowning. Anyway, Jack, my brother, was lying there. A young woman came by. She had some beautiful upholstery. And Jack busted right up to her. He said, "Young lady, now that this whole mess is over, are you the type of girl who'd like to retire and live quietly on a chicken farm?" She said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Then run along, baby. Not the type I'm looking for tonight." I want to tell you lads out there that reconversion's coming along okay. You take Frank Sinatra, fourth major industry. He hasn't had any trouble at all. I guess the only reason that I mention the voice at this point is because I'm now going to sing, and you'll notice that I am not going to hold onto the microphone like Frankie does. No, that's just his technique. You know, he stands there, clinging to the microphone for dear life, you know, just about as if he could make it, you know. But believe me, he could let go. He could let go. Any guy who's strong enough to carry all his money to the bank every week could let go. Well, anyway, I wrote this song for tonight's program. I hope you applaud, and when I'm through, if you do, I'll take you people in the studio all out to Mike Romanoff for dinner. Okay, son, okay. Oh, poets there are who sing the praise of Paris in the spring. How lovely Paris, graceful Paris, makes the spirit. Perish the thought that I snoop Paris, but I must be sincere. When I sing of the town I love, I sing of this one here. What a wonderful city this is, with the grandest hotel that I know. What comfort, what room clerk, what prices, woo-hoo! It's a preview of heaven here below. What a wonderful city this is. What a thrill when you go out to dine. No beefsteaks, no lamb chops, just ulcers. Woo-hoo! And you have to stand an hour in a line. The local girl is wonderful. She's very sweet and gentle. Just take her to the Palladium and she's very sentimental. What a wonderful city this is. All the gals are so smart and soignée. What beauty, what beaches, what man traps, woo-hoo! And they'll stay out and dance till break of day. You know, people here in Hollywood talk even a different language. I get into a cab tonight, an old cab coming down here, and the driver says, "Gee, Walter, I don't know whether we'll be able to make it with these sympathetic tires." I said, no, you don't mean that. You don't mean sympathetic, you mean synthetic. He says, "I mean sympathetic. When one blows, they all blow." What a wonderful city this is. And I do love the way people drive. Such crashes and smashes in broken down cars. It's amazing that anyone's alive. A guy invites a gal out and says, "Darling, I'll let you pay. I haven't any money because I bought a brand new toupee." What a wonderful city this is. It's exactly what newspapers say. Fantastic, eccentric, with screwball galore. Here in Hollywood, in California, yeah.
Thank you, Walter O'Keefe. Come back again soon. Now, here are the town criers back again to sing Moon Country. When we have to ring down the curtain on another command performance. Believe me, it's been a privilege to do the show tonight, and I know that goes for all of us here. Walter O'Keefe, Ilona Massey, Sandra Gould, who plays Miss Duffy, Abigail and Buddy, the town criers, and Wendell Niles. The commands will keep coming at you, fellas, until you're either back from overseas or home from the hospital. You tell us what you want to hear, and we'll send it out post-haste. Yes, another CP will be headed your way, but until then, this is Ty Power wishing you all the best of everything, and good night. Coordinating Committee. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.